I'm not a financial person, I'm not an accountant, I'm a bishop, but it is for the trustees themselves to determine with their expertise to move from fossil fuel exposed industries and shares into renewables.
Bishop Tom Wilmot from the Perth Anglican Diocese. At a synod meeting this weekend, the church decided to sell shares and holdings it has in fossil fuel companies. Bishop Wilmot is also the chair of the Anglican Eco Commission. He says the church has looked at the difference in returns between the two types of fuel sources.
We derive information from various places, we meaning the Anglican Eco Care Commission. Our information is that just take, for example, the coal, the return on coal. Over the last 2 years, coal has gone from $125 a tonne down to 70. And in the international market, smart money is moving into renewables as well. 2 weeks ago, the Rockefeller family announced that they were moving out of petroleum into renewables. Now, when a big organisation like that moves from fossil fuel into renewables, you can see where the direction is, where it's headed.
The heirs to the Rockefellers' massive oil-derived fortune have pledged to sell out of fossil fuel and invest in renewable energy projects. It's the latest move driven by some of the richest global philanthropists to try to shift $50 billion of investment from fossil fuel assets to clean energy. But Alan Oxley from energy specialist RTS Global says most investors look at the figures, and according to the International Energy Agency, coal use will continue and even rise until almost 2050.
What's tending to happen is that a lot of financial institutions are feeling like they need to do the right thing in this issue. And what we're tending to see is that they're making statements about they won't do this and they won't do that, but which really have very little impact on their investment strategies.
But we don't have any figures we can put on at Alan Oxley, like whether it's been a 5% or a 10% divestment.
It'll be nothing like that. You'd be lucky to get up to 1% if there's any divestment of certificates. Ask the people who are carrying this campaign.
We see that there are, for example, in Australia, we're being told that there's a number of projects and what Adani's looking at in the Bowen Basin, that they would effectively be stranded assets that wouldn't be worth the amount of money it would cost to mine and export them. What would your response to that be?
There's no mainstream investor who would agree with that.
No mainstream investor?
Correct.
So all of these projects are continuing to attract the required investment?
This campaign has had no impact to date on those investment decisions. I mean, what affects investors is the decisions to whether the project itself is sound. Now, one thing that's key in all this is the contention that there is such a thing as a stranded asset. If you do an analysis of what is a stranded asset, you'll find that the calculation which is made, which says this is a stranded asset, in fact, has no financial logic to it. There's a view, the simple view is that if a company's got huge coal tenements and it's bought those or got licences for those, that those assets will be stranded because in time people will cease buying the coal. The reality is that investors assess the value of a business according to the returns on capital and the financial structure of the business, not according to whatever leases it might have for mineral resources.
Just last week, the Australian National University announced it would sell shares in 7 companies. They're all resource companies, but many aren't fossil fuel related. Iluka Resources, which mines zircon and mineral sands, is one company that was dropped. In a statement, Iluka said it was very surprised.
Iluka is extremely surprised the ANU is selling shares in the company on the basis that we're one of the companies it considers is doing harm and aren't socially responsible. We recently won an award for environment excellence and social inclusion and have requested a meeting with the Vice-Chancellor and the research company that made these assessments about Iluka.
An interesting twist on the divestment campaign is news today that the $8 billion local government super fund in New South Wales will sell $25 million worth of shares in coal. It will invest the money in uranium stocks instead, in the apparent belief that governments will turn to nuclear power to reduce greenhouse gases. According to Alan Oxley, that's the role of governments, not fund managers, to make those decisions.
Who do we elect to take global action? Do we elect businesses? Do we buy shares in businesses for businesses to take global action, or do we vote for governments and have governments take that decision? I think if you look at that, we don't actually expect companies to be responsible for public policy activity. Their job is to produce returns for their investors.